The families of the Pike River miners are demanding an independent investigation into the rescue and recovery operation. They're saying the police have denied for months the existence of crucial black box data that could reveal what happened between the first and second explosions that killed 29 men. They found out from the Pike River Recovery Agency that this black box data exists. The agency's chief executive is Dave Gawne. He's with us now. Kia ora, Dave. Thank you for being with us again. When did you find out about this data?
The SCADA data has always sort of been in the background, and Dean Dunbar and Bernie Monks in particular have always sought both the data and interpretation of that data. And it really came to light in terms of the current situation during an OIA request that Dean Dunbar put into the agency.
And so is it clear why police had handled it the way they had and didn't appear to have looked at it?
You'd need to ask the police about that. I know that the focus certainly for the initial investigation was on the cause of the first explosion, which, you know, was the catalyst for everything that happened from there. But as I say, you'd need to ask the police.
Sure, but would you regard this as key evidence?
As I understand, in terms of SCADA data, as it was described last night, as the black box of the mine, then yes, it is key evidence. But again, it's determined by the investigation at the time in terms of just how far and how into that data the investigation went. So, I can't comment on that. I wasn't there. And I'm not that familiar with SCADA data other than sort of generically, and the fact that what we had at Pike wasn't actually very much, and it was more fortuitous as opposed to anything, I guess, more deliberate or process orientated that we actually had the data in, at all.
Have you been able to get any information from this yourself, from viewing this?
No, I have had a look at it. It's just a series of numbers that sort of come out in a spreadsheet. And it really does need, as I understand it, an expert to interpret it. The other thing with the SCADA data, again, as I understand it, is that the system that was running at the time is what was called an SQL system, and it only had the capacity for about 4 gigabytes of storage, and then it overwrote itself. And that may explain some of the difficulty that the police may be having actually retrieving it. And it was because it was being overwritten, because it only had that 4 gigabyte storage, that one of the employees at the time decided that he should download it onto his personal computer so that data wasn't lost. But that occurred after the first explosion and before the second explosion.
So I suppose, where does this leave you? Where does it also leave the families in terms of the information that has already been gathered about the Pike River explosions? And how much faith do you have in some of that evidence that you've got from all those years back?
Evidence is evidence, and I certainly have faith in the New Zealand Police and the job that they do, and the investigation that they are undergoing at the moment, which includes a review of everything that they have done in the past. And certainly, I trust that process and what comes out of it, but. Now, I can also empathise with the families and their perception of how that was handled in the first instance. But right now, as I say, I can't interpret the data, but I do have confidence in the process and the investigation that the police team are going through.
Appreciate your time. Thank you. Dave Gawne from the Pike River Recovery Agency.